while I'm living. Thanks, I'll be giving.
Who's your Banton and told stories? And most of us probably heard that song before. And I chose that song for today's podcast on Jesus Freak because we're going to be speaking today a bit about untold stories. Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen Aline John, and I'm your Jesus Freak for today. I'm so happy that you chose to press this podcast. Do feel free to comment or answer any of the questions that we're asking throughout. I would love, 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 love to hear from you. I mean, let's be honest. They say like doesn't attract like, but I think in our case as Jesus Freaks, we need to attract each other. We are all over the globe, but for some reason, we just feel like we can't find others who think and want to be like us. We sometimes be like, oh, do I have to be of any earthly good? Yes, you do, hon. I'm here to tell you that. I am that voice in your head. You have to do more than just eat, sleep, and breathe Christ. Yes, we're Jesus Freaks, but we also have to go out and do his work so that his kingdom on earth, all right, will continue to prosper. Not like he needs our help, but we know it's an honor just to do his work. So today I'm going to be talking about something that's probably a bit more tricky, but that's what we aim to do at Jesus Freak Podcast. We want to talk about the things that's very difficult to talk about, especially in a Christian context. We have Netflix covering up it for us. We have YouTube telling our kids how to think, but Christians for some reason want to censor their thoughts and censor our doctrines and censor what the word says. No, honey, the buck stops with me. And I am empowering you that the buck must stop with you. We are called to be ministers of fire. It's biblical. I ain't making it up. And we have to use the word and apply it to our 2023 and beyond life. Because let's be honest, why else would God give us this blueprint if we're not using it? It's much bigger than opening on one of your glorious bed frames or wherever you place your Bible to look holy. Like, we have to read the Bible every day and renew our minds, as you learned in our first podcast. But today we're going to talk about untold stories because each of us has an untold story. Would you like to share it with me? I'd like to know. I really would. Because what I want you to know is that telling your untold story empowers someone else to do Christ's will. And I'm going to show you how my untold story has led me to this podcast today. But as with all things, we never do anything here without the power of the Holy Ghost. So girl, let's close our eyes and say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome into our atmosphere. Thank you, oh God, for providing this opportunity where we can share and just love on your word. I want you, oh Lord, to allow my flesh to decrease so that my spirit would increase and that the power that you want to be exuded throughout these channels and throughout these airways shall reach every listener and effect change. Because God, we want your word to go out and it shall never return void in no other name, but in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, oh God, that you are emboldening us so that our untold stories would be told for the furtherance of your kingdom. In no other name but the name that I love, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, let's be honest, if we're not singing and doing all of that and being loud and doing too much, is it even Christ? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But that's a whole other topic for another time. But really, I have an untold story. And I have told this story. I've been working over the years to tell this story, and I've deleted it numerous times. And I've told bits of it through social media. But every time I do, I feel so raw and exposed and vulnerable. But 2023 is different. It's one of my power year. And I'm going to declare in this atmosphere that it would be the year, and I prophesy with the power from Jesus Christ that this would be the year where your untold story would be told and effect change in the lives of others. So you can repeat that with me, sis, or write it in all comments and just affirm and stand and agree with me, okay? So I want you to know that in 2019, a couple months after I was recently married, I had a home invasion where I was sleeping at 2 o'clock at night. And at that time, I loved sleeping naked. One thing you'll hear me say, I will tell on myself, okay? You're not going to get a tell on me. And I went to my daughter's bedroom because it was hot. I don't, you know, maybe that was God. We are protecting my kid. So my daughter loves to sleep on our bed. That's a whole story for something else. Do not do it, parents. Do not break them into that. It's very, very, very tiring. But we love them, don't we? And so I went over to her bedroom. And I think I was naked. I had a towel on. Yeah, I had a towel on. Yes. But basically, I was naked. And you know, I'm married, so it's not weird if my husband wants to come over and have some fun. So my God is not up for something like that. I did hear the shingles on my curtains move a bit more vigorously, almost like if there was a strange wind. It was a strange wind, all right. It was an intruder, and he had one of my knives, and I was lying on my tummy, and he held the knife to my neck, and he started touching me all over, and it didn't feel like my husband touched, but more so it's the entire room smelled stink. Okay, Caribbean people use that word, stink and dirty. And my husband surely doesn't smell like that. So that's kind of when I started getting out of my sort of sleepy state. I said, what's going on? And this person felt very, like he was just breathing. Oh, just listen to it. It's so disgusting. Oh, you know, down into my ear. And it was just very forceful. It just was not loving at all. And I remember the scent of weed and diesel. And then I felt the knife against my neck. And he said, almost as if he was trying to contort his voice, that, you know, don't move. I'm going to kill you. Okay? And I laid there for a while. And I knew in that split, this, you know, moment, well, I have a choice. It's either I die here or I fight. And thank God, I decided to fight. And I took my hands and I cut the knife. So even though I was cut, it would have just been my fingers and not my neck. Because that's the whole next story. And I started to scream my husband's name. And I called his name out loudly. And, you know, the ending of the story was that he escaped. And my life was forever changed. I made reports to the police. The police was never really able to find anything. I thought that their service was really subpar, to be honest. And literally, it was 2 months later, I migrated and my family migrated also. So as a result of that, I do know what it is to be in a position where you feel violated and you might be ashamed or you're just not really ready to talk about certain traumas. But what if I tell you that that was the worst experience of my life, but it was also the best? I know I said that. I did. Do you know why? And I wish this on no one, but it was the best because in that moment, I became me. The Christian that God needed me to be was born on that day. So the next day, I had many choices as to how I would pivot in this situation. And the first thing I did, I turned to Psalm 1 because I had a chance to do something for justice. And I decided to allow the Lord to fight that battle. And even though I have not seen, and we're in 2023, any physical manifestations that this person has ever been locked up or I don't know who it is, you know, anything like that. I am so different from how I was in 2019. I'm so much more powerful spiritually. I love the Lord at levels that I cannot know. I have received so much blessings, you know, and I'm not saying you should be raped or have some level of sexual assault to be able to know Christ. No, that was just my untold story. And as I started telling others about it, I think they started to understand that the boldness that I have for Christ, it didn't come from something passed down from my family. I have an aunt who is a pastor. I have a mom who loves church. But that's not the reason why I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian because I went through something that was meant to kill me. And I literally felt the presence of angels in the room fighting on my behalf. When I got the surge of strength on the right side of the room, I felt an angel empower me. I couldn't see what it is. But I felt a huge towering presence equipping me with divine strength. And that's one of the ways that I know God is very real. I've never lost my mind. And I know in a natural sense, I should have. My daughter slept through the entire ordeal and she has no recollection or no knowledge of this happening. And I thank God even more so for that the most. Okay. So I know you have some untold stories. I have more that I'm not ready to talk about now, but I would one day. But I believe that you do. And I believe that God is sending me here through Jesus Freak Podcast to give you permission to tell your story. But when you do, I want you to link it to Christ. And the reason how we know that Jesus Christ has the power is because we see in Ezekiel 37, we saw the great prophet Ezekiel. God placed him in a trance and he came into a valley of dry bones. And Ezekiel 37 verses 4, Jesus said, again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones. That's God speaking to him. And say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. So whatever is your untold story, whether it may be the bank is trying to repossess your home or your cars or your finances have dried up or you're divorced or you're currently in an adulterous relationship or you've stolen money or you've done something that you think is too hard for God to forgive, I'm here to tell you, well, you're really wrong. Because God has said that there is death and life in our tongue. And we can use the principles of his word in Ezekiel 37 and prophesy. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy good things over your life. You just have to stand and agree and believe that God will manifest or he will show forth what you are agreeing him for if it is in accordance to his will. That your dry bones shall live again. So I stand here as a conduit of Christ, saying, speak boldly your untold stories and prophesy over them. Just as I'm about to prophesy and I say, I prophesy that I shall live and I shall not die. I prophesy that I shall never meet untimely death. I prophesy that my mind is sound because God has given me a sound mind. I prophesy that I'm fruitful. I prophesy that I'm healed. I prophesy that this podcast would be able to heal broken hearts. And moms and dads, I want you to prophesy over the broken places and the untold stories of your life and of your kids' life. Prophesy over them. Life is filled with so much ups and downs, but we serve a Christ. We serve a King that can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Do you think he can do this for you? Well, I'm living proof that he can. I told my story. How about you?